This is a Podco original.
Yeah, and now, Hutch, tell me and tell the people kind of what you want to bring to the podcast space.
Is there something that we can bring to the table that'll be different? You know, not just the recapping of shows. Can we bring a vibe? Can we bring an energy that's going to be a bit different? I did a film called Zombievers. I end up looking at it and then I look at the plot line.
Okay.
And I called my manager and went, is my career over? First off, I signed a 2-year lease. All right. I had a 2-year lease, okay?
And really get to use your imagination.
That's the great thing about horrible CGI.
You just do what you want. Get up there and just swell around. He's a, what do you call those babies?
Nepo baby?
Nepo baby, that's what it is.
That went from being like a really sweet moment, like being like, you know, you remember your grandfather doing all this good work, to you're a piece of shit, you know that? Yeah.
Some of our crew would come back stoned after
for sure. For sure. I didn't get it then, but I get
Old
it now.
Old Stizzity Stone. And I was like, at work? And I'm like,
Yeah.
You know what I could never wear? The outfit Zendaya wore to the June premiere.
Her like bubble suit?
Yeah.
Now why?
Lindsay couldn't wear it because the atmosphere coming off Lindsay's sweat body.
Oh yeah.
All those see-through bubbles.
Perspiration.
Would just condensation. Cloud. I wonder if she farted in that thing.
Then
she took it off. If it was trapped in there.
She could have sold that for so much money. A trapped fart? I'd bid on that fart.
Right?
Damn.
Do you think it was childhood you who decided on those bangs you have for season 2 for Moe's?
You know, as a child...
Yeah! Back at it again! I'm maniacal.
Go ahead and smash that follow and subscribe button.
Yes.
For more content like this, make sure you smash that follow button. Hey, listeners, viewers, fans of this podcast, we have a bonus audio only episode that comes out weekly on the podcast platform. So if you're just watching us on YouTube, make sure you head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcast, and smash follow. You'll get the Ned's Pod extra episode every week where we play your voices.
Your voice, guys.
We play your stories, your questions, your voices.
So we do impressions of them. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And we roast you.
Oh yeah. Roasted for sure.
No, seriously, don't miss it. They're super fun.
Yeah.
I've been loving those.
It's cool.
And yeah. We
brought
you mean
in...
the one day we've done it?
Those.
We did 4 episodes.
We did 4 episodes.
Right. So like the one day that we got together and we're in that energy.
I've been loving those episodes.
Oh.
I stand by what I said.
It's a good time. And we love hearing from you guys. It's really great. We get feedback, but also sometimes great stories. It's really entertaining.
That's the thing I've been loving is like, because we can read your guys' comments, which I do. And those are great. Keep commenting. But actually hearing like someone's...
The person behind it?
Yeah. Like you guys have told us a couple stories on these and like, it's really meaningful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We were like, hey, this is like therapy the last time.
Oh yeah.
We all needed to hear something that was said.
Exactly. It makes it so fucking human, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like messages on a screen is one thing, but like actually hearing your that's a person out there.
Yeah. We can't really gauge the tone when it's just written, but we're getting some sarcasm from some of you guys.
Really your show's great.
Love the last episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, I just want to say we've been doing this over a year now.
Happy year anniversary. Well, that's like a birthday. Birthday thing.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to Ned's Pod.
The last time I was this excited, I was a year sober.
Nice.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Woo!
I'm proud of us.
I'm really proud of us.
Didn't know if I'd see you through the seasons when this started.
Man, didn't know.
Every time I saw you, I thought, this could be the last.
It's true.
And now that's only every two times I see you, I think that. You know what I'm saying?
It's better. It's getting better.
Do you get nervous when we come to record that maybe we'll not have anything to talk about?
Almost every moment.
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
Cool. Every moment leading up to this, I'm just like, what? Why would they want to hear it? What do they want? Like, you know what I'm saying? What am I going to repeat myself?
Right. Yeah. I've had moments like that, but our track record, we've been doing this over a year now.
Dog.
And we continue to be able to speak. So now I trust. Now when I come here, we're in the flow. I say, hey, whatever's coming, it's going to come. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
52 weeks straight. We have every Wednesday at your neck. And now we're with you on your ride to work. We've been there. I wish I could have shown this much consistency in other areas of my life.
Amen.
Hey, we
got it
now.
Why my relationships fail. Except for this current one. It's going great. It's going,
hey.
It's going
great.
We got it now. And shout out to you guys.
Thanks for sticking around. The audience, the listeners, the viewers.
You've been with us for a year. The reason we're still going is because we have an audience, and that's you guys.
Yeah.
Fucking dope, guys.
So cool. The mirror reflection. This audience is giving back to us and allowing us to do all this, you know, continue this journey and... Yeah,
we've
so it's
hit
like
many
this little
a milestone.
Cycle of energy.
Many milestones. Had our first live Ned's Pod event in LA last year. We have more coming up for the summer.
Yeah,
really exciting. We're gonna meet you guys in person. Look out for when we announce live pod dates. But
San Antonio for sure.
San Antonio Nostalgia Con Pon.
Yeah, something. Did you say Con?
Daniel, will you feel the palm of my hand and tell me if it's really hot?
It's
yours is
warm.
Really hot.
Is it mine?
Yours
I run hot.
Can I get some of these hand touchings?
Let's see. Give me that left hand, Devin. So sweaty. Give me that left hand.
No, it's not sweaty. It's just hot. It's just hot.
You're hotter than
his. Daniel's is hot and dry. Yours is hot and wet.
Hot and wet, yeah. Moist. The moisture.
She's proud of that. Speaking of our audience, Daniel, did someone send us something?
We did. We received a gift.
Oh, I love
it. Get it up
gifts.
On the table. For the people just listening can't view, I have a big brown box, and I'll give you a box.
Great.
So this was sent in by an audience member?
Yes, an audience member by the name of Lizzie Bakes.
Lizzie Bakes?
Oh, you know what? And she made us this awesome, like, cookie. So you get to check it out. Check out what's in here. It might be hard. You still got to open another piece, I think.
She made us these
awesome Ned's Declassified cookies. I complimented them, and then she was like, I got some more to send you guys.
I need a scissor.
To Devin, Lindsay, and Daniel, thank you for making my adolescent years so much better.
Aww,
Lizzie,
you the
this
truth.
This is from the Lizzie Bake Co., eh?
Now let's see these cookies she sent us. Some of them are edible, some are not edible.
What?
Actually, I don't think
any of them are edible. Wait, I think it's a picture.
It's a picture, but it should be a cookie.
It's all made of cake.
Oh, is it a cake?
Yo, this
is crazy. Bake Shop.
You guys, look at this.
Yeah.
Wait, Linz, wait till you see these.
You gotta see
okay,
these.
Hold on. All right, I'm gonna hold these up to the camera. All right. We got a James K. Polk cookie. Hold on, look at this. That's Toot Toot as a cookie.
Oh, we got Seth Powers, too.
Look at Seth Powers.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. He even got the chain on him.
That's lit. Oh, Lizzie, you're the best.
Lizzie Bakes, this is crazy. You're amazing. Aww. Thank you so much.
I'm obsessed with this frame photo.
We're not eating that one.
No, I know. I want to keep it.
That's going to stay on set. Okay, sorry.
So it's this beautifully framed cookie that's set for all perpetuity in this amber. No, it's just this cookie that's framed in this beautiful frame.
Were you just speaking into the ether? Just like you were just speaking as if this isn't a podcast?
I'm just speaking and this isn't a fucking podcast. Yeah, Devin.
Look at the little writing on there. I mean, it's so delicate.
Detailed,
yeah, that's
delicate.
Part of our set now, by
I
the
love
way.
This.
Thanks, Lizzie
Bakes. Thank you.
Yeah, for those of you just listening, she sent us these crazy cookies. We have a Seth Powers cookie, a Toot Toot cookie. There's Ned Mosen cookie on a cookie.
Look at that icing of your arm. Like, that looks freaking good.
Yeah, that's lit.
and it's so long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got that long arm, strong arm.
Thank you so much, Lizzie Bakes Co.
The best. We're saving
You're
these.
Amazing.
Go follow Thank Lizzie you. Bakes Co. on Instagram. I think I've seen her, right?
Think,
Lizzie
yeah,
Bakes
yeah,
Co.
I've seen her stuff. I retweeted it.
I retweeted too.
Can you tell me if these are edible or not? I don't want to eat them.
They're definitely. I think the ones in the little packages have to be edible.
Maybe.
Why would they
she
not be edible?
She got my weird ass hairstyle.
No, why would they not be edible? I think only the framed one is not
I'm going
to
frame this
Dude,
one
these are
too,
definitely edible.
Yeah, they're fucking cookies.
Okay. I'll watch you guys eat them first, and then
Here, you want to put these in there with that guy?
Sure.
Wow. I am
Thank you, Lizzie Bakes.
I am friggin' moved.
Moved, Lizzie. Thank you.
Give me your boxes, and then let's get into this rewatch.
Woo! Speaking of making it this far, making it this far in new chapters, because, yeah, we're in pretty much the second season of the Nezpod.
That's absolutely correct.
We made it to season two.
And we made it to season two in our rewatches. This is the first episode of rewatches. And it is called
New Semester.
Before you recap it for us, do you guys remember anything about like going into second season? Do you remember us getting picked up? Do you remember any of that business? I kind of didn't.
I remember getting picked up because at the end of the first season, I went back to my regular high school and almost failed my finals because I was so far behind on works. And then when we figured out it was going to be picked up for a longer batch, that's when I went into homeschooling.
No, that's true. I did the same. Like the first season of Neds was 13 episodes. So that only took a certain amount of chunk of time. I went back to public middle school, did a semester of school. And then we found out season two was going to be 8 months instead of like five.
Right.
And then you're just homeschooled.
Yep.
Yeah. No, more, no
I,
more
I stayed in public school though. Still.
That's so crazy.
I remember I went to, cause I had just switched to Prisk. Not Prisk Elementary. We were in middle school at that time. I switched to the Stanford Hawks, man. Great times there, man. And I stuck it out for the whole year, just returning packets of work to my teachers.
Did they find that they kept up with it?
They didn't like the arrangement. They didn't like the arrangement, but we made it work.
No, it's awful because homeschool, the work is designed for you to basically do on your own. They know you're homeschooled. Mm-hmm. Trying to keep up with a regular school's workload, but you're only doing school for 3 hours a day instead of fucking 8 in school, like it's not
and
the same thing.
Man. Like the curriculum will change. Like they were like, I can give you all this, but I don't know that I'm going to stick to this curriculum. So they didn't want it to have damaging effects on me. But then I just had to stay ahead. So I would come back, check in, and say, hey, what can you give me to be advanced for what you're already sending me home with? Because things were changing.
Yeah. The thing I do remember about season two is we filmed the first season at Sunset Gower Studios.
A proper set.
A proper soundstage studio. It wasn't Paramount. It wasn't WB.
But didn't they like mix American Dreams there? Didn't American Dreams also shoot there that show? With Britney Snow?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyway, it shot up there too. But it was legit.
But yeah, we were at a legit soundstage studio in Hollywood. Yeah. And they were like, congrats, guys. You got picked up for second season. We love Neds. It's doing so well. Everyone loves it. You had 13 episodes for season one. You get 22 for season two or 20 episodes for season two. And we were like, yay, they love us. And they were like, but you're not going back to Sunset Gower. And we're like, cool, where are we going? And they're like, North Hollywood to a studio that's never been a studio before. And you're going to sweat and you're going to suffer.
And we did.
And we did. And we loved it.
Yeah.
I did kind of love it.
Good times.
But yeah, that's what I remember about season two. That was when we shifted to Occidental Studios in NoHo, hang a left at the nudie store. And yep.
Wow.
Yep. Good times.
Did any of y'all ever go into that nudie store?
I never did.
No, too young.
We were so young.
I know, but...
But just to go... Wait, why? Did you? You're saying it like you
no.
did.
No.
I bet some crew members did.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Pop in on the way home.
Or
get something
lunch.
For the wife. At lunch.
Getting something for the wife. Wow.
God.
Jeez.
Remember how some of our...
What?
Some of our crew would come back stoned after lunch.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, for sure. I didn't get it then, but I get
Full
it now.
Full stizzity stoned.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, at work? And I'm like...
Yeah.
Where else would we do it?
Oh my gosh, some of those guys were so cool though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love running into old crew members from Neds. They were like such a part of our lives. So whenever I get to run it, I'm like, oh, I remember you. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Anyway, do you want to give us a nice recap of the new semester episode?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, the other thing I picked up on from this episode. Sorry, the other thing I picked up was immediately when this episode started, I said, who let me have that fucking haircut?
Oh.
And who cut your bangs?
You know, I was just going to speak on me. But yeah, those bangs were heinous.
We both had bad bangs.
Because they weren't full. Like, they weren't a full row of bangs. It looked like they were sparse, that they heralded from the middle and just sort of got more sparse as they went out. Sometimes they were over here and over here. I thought, no. But I think you're going to be pretty impressed with me because I feel like I'm known for maybe not taking these rewatches super seriously or like these recaps, you know, putting my all into it. Okay. Look at this one, y'all.
Let's go. Oh, you got letters on that page.
You rewrote the script.
I know. I know. And then I was like, oh my God, no wonder Devin doesn't want to always do all this work. This is so much work.
It's actual work.
All right. So, new semester.
New semester.
We open on Ned. He's coming in. He says, new classes, new students, fresh start for students who didn't do so hot last semester, including Ned. Nice. So then he says, what do you do to prepare for this new semester? You make a semester to-do list. Mm-hmm. All right. We open his locker. We see his semester to-do list is like, hey, do better in science.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually read all reading assignments. Kiss Susie Crabgrass.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Love it. And then I wrote, what the fuck were those bangs? Tragic. I don't know which one of that was specified.
Yeah,
to.
What's so funny is that comment works for both
you
of us.
Her.
Right. Perfect.
Mose walks up. She shows Ned her new semester to-do list. Hang with Susie. Date Seth. Spend less time with Ned and Cookie.
Asshole.
Perfect.
Then we see Susie walks by with Loomer. He's still dressed as like this preppy guy because they're dating. She nods hey to them. Mm-hmm. Ned pines. And then P. Cookie makes his entrance. He's got a gold chain, blue and gold tracksuit. He's got this big floppy yellow beret.
He out here.
Bling is blinging. It's blinding. Love that. Mm-hmm. On his semester to-do list, it's just act cool, talk cool, dress cool,
date cool ladies. It's
love
a new
that.
Semester and a new me.
He pulls up what, like a first edition BlackBerry to show us?
Yeah, like, it's like a Palm Pilot
Palm
BlackBerry
Pilot type
thing. Yeah.
Deal. Then Lisa Zemo comes up, sees the change in Cookie. She's disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We cut to Susie telling Loomer that they're going to share a locker together, AKA she's moving into his locker.
Mm-hmm.
The cronies arrive with their list, which is just a list of bashings written on their forearms. It half and half. So when you put them together, it's a full list. Susie says, Loomer's bullying days are over. And he says, they are not over. Crony echoes this, and then Susie gives him a glare, and it's overlaid by this like ferocious cheetah sound effect, which was like great.
So fitting.
So they're crushed. They walk away. She begins throwing stuff out of Loomer's locker, including a bottle of juice, which crashes open on the floor while Ned and Mose talk. She says, you should cross kiss Susie off your list. He says, no way. He's known since fourth grade. She's destined to be his first kiss. Mose says, you've never been kissed? Ned says, well, there was that time with you. And Mose says, we were five, and my mom made me do it. Doesn't count. Okay. Miss Hunsucker walks by and trips in the juice. Ned catches her. She gives him a big kiss on the cheek. Love it. Ned's first kiss.
Doesn't count.
Crony and Buzz wonder if there's anyone in the school who can fill the shoes of a tough and imposing presence like Loomer. Then they see P. Cookie with his background music. They rush up to him. They exchange sups and immediately start flanking him.
Yeah.
Great. Once again.
I got a gang. Gang, gang.
The cronies found their new leader.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Lisa notices.
Hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ned sees Susie being cute with Loomer in Sweeney's class. Sweeney hands out the periodic table to be memorized by the end of the semester, and he does this sinister laugh to Ned. Like, it's real sinister.
Yeah.
And then he says, you got to start on your to-do list right away. He studies one element, then
crosses
it off his to-do list, reasoning
do better
that it was
science.
One more element than he knew last year. Ned and Mose realize they're both vying for Susie's attention. Ned says they should team up to turn Loomer back to his old bully self. Susie will hate it, drop him, go to the mall with Ned, where Ned will buy her a smoothie she enjoys so much that she'll kiss Ned. At first, Mose is like, no, I'm not going to do this plan. And they have this darling little exchange of Ned convincing her. We get back to the lunch table triangle. Ned stares at Susie. Susie stares at Loomer. Loomer stares at Mose. Mose is horrified. She agrees to the plan with Ned to turn Loomer back to a bully.
That shot was great.
Zemo approaches the table, worried for Cookie. Ned assures her it's just a phase and that he'll probably walk through the door any minute, the same old Cookie. QP Cookie smashing through the door with Crony and Buzz, now dressed in tracksuits and blinged out like Cookie, a la a music video complete with a smoke machine, Cookie mugs for the camera, showing off white
porn, so
while people chant his name. Lisa is shocked. Loomer walks with Susie carrying an alarming number of books stacked near to toppling. Ned and Moe's lurk, hatching their plan to send Loomer into a jealous rage by faking that they are dating. They try holding hands, arms over the shoulder. Mose puts her shoulder around Ned, gestures for their head to touch. It's so awkward because I was so much taller.
I had caught up.
No,
season two,
not
I was,
really.
I was way taller
not,
than season
not
one.
Really. Not yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. They can't do it. They're too weirded out. Ned opens his locker. The weasel kisses him right on the mouth. Mose thinks she saw some tongue. Cookie starts acting like a douche, mm-hmm, bullying people out of a table, invites Lisa to join them. She tells him he used to be cool, but now he's just a bully in fly clothes.
Who thinks he's cool?
This yeah. Oh, that quote was insane. You're just a bully in fly clothes who thinks he's fly, but he's not.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, in so fly cute. Clothes who thinks he's fly, but he's not.
Thinks he's cool.
Why'd she hate your confidence, man? Why'd she want to dim your shine?
She
want
to dim my light, man.
Yeah, you were cool as shit.
Because that was cockiness and not confidence.
Well, I guess.
Ned reads a book for 0.5 seconds, crosses read all reading assignments off his list. Doris and the huge crew approach.
Oh,
they drop
women.
A book on Ned's furt.
On his furt. Drop that dun-dun-dun on his furt.
They drop a book on his furt.
So they drop a book, then they squeeze lemon juice, and so he puckers, and Doris plants one on him. Lemon puckers don't count, he says. Loomer runs up to Ned and Moe's, distressed, zipping himself into a duffel bag to avoid Susie, who is stressing him out, though dyeing her hair is kind of fun. Ned suggests breaking up with her, and Loomer says, that could be more painful than staying. Loomer asks Mose. Mose pauses and says, every time I try to give you advice from the superior girl mind, you always go to Gordy for a plan. To which Ned responds, you're right. And he drags Loomer off to Gordy. They pass Susie, who says, haven't seen him, from the duffel bag. Gordy says they need manly advice, which he'll demonstrate with dolls. Says she might like a guy who takes charge or go back to your super bully ways, though she may be repulsed by your leatheriness and dump you. They end up flipping a coin. P. Cookie walks up on Lisa, dressed like a badass, shaking down a kid for his lunch money.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah, Lisa's shaking the kid down. I'm like, Lisa, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm shaking down this fool for his cheddar. It's cool. I'm cool. I love that.
Dude, her, like, those two lines, cool. The fly line I'm and then cool. That line are so funny. I'm shaking this kid down for his cheddar. It's cool. I'm cool.
Lisa, no.
Says he's not afraid to use. She said she's not afraid to use her nasal spray on this kid. Cookie is horrified. Says it isn't her. She said, "Does this sound familiar? You're the coolest kid I know, even when you're not trying to be cool. Plus, the bling's too shiny." Crony and Buzz enter. Sup? Like, because you don't answer back, so yeah. They're all confused. Cookie says his school days are over. They ask who's going to tell them what to do and say. Cookie says they should think and act for themselves. Yeah. And that they don't have to follow anyone or repeat what they say, to which Crony repeats that they don't have to follow anyone or repeat what they say. Cookie and Lisa walk away. Cookie says he does like her outfit.
Yeah.
We find Susie and Moe's in the hallway together. Ned approaches.
Play, huh?
Susie says she's going to break up with Loomer because he's too wimpy. She wants a man to take charge once in a while. That's when Loomer enters, changed back to his bully self. Mm-hmm. Susie is flattered, thinking he did it for her. She likes it. Tells him to put her books away in her locker. He refuses. She said she's still the boss, but he can keep the jacket. Got it? Crony and Buzz swarm to her, repeating, got it. Loomer exits whimpering. Then Susie backs Ned into the wall. They kiss. She thinks him wanting to kiss her since the fourth grade is the sweetest thing she's ever heard, but she's going out with Loomer now, so I'm afraid our love can never be, for now anyway. And then the gang is triumphant. Cookie is back in his old clothes. Loomer enters to say he's reinstating beatings, and Cookie and Ned are the first dorks on his list. Moe says this is going to be a great, wonderful, and weird semester. She offers Lisa a cheese stick. Ned and Cookie run from Loomer through the hall.
Yeah. That was a great recap. That was the episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Wow, that was a journey. You really just wrote down the whole fucking show,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I did.
I love this new Lindsay Shaw. Season 2 rewatch. Coming in prepared.
Look, yeah. Look.
It's weird.
I don't like to use one good experience as a blanket for the future.
temper my expectations.
Hold on now.
Hold on now. This was
one time.
One good effort. Okay.
All that work and what did it get me?
I thought it was such a great episode, season opener. Like, I thought it was like peak Ned's. I didn't remember this episode, like, in particular, but then watching it, I'm like, this is peak Ned's. The way our arcs kind of like intertwined and we
peak
kind of
ripeness.
It was peak ripeness. The yep. way we all start in one place and end in another. Yeah. Like, I just thought it was perfect. Yeah, this was like perfect Ned's.
Just the whole same shit, just a different day type thing. It's like, okay, new semester, but you know, as much as we try to branch out one way, it all just comes back. We're still getting our asses kicked by the same bullies.
Exactly. You know, like, yeah. Exactly. It's not all that different except for a worse haircut, and I was definitely taller on you than first season. First season, I'm at your shoulder.
I agree.
In season two, I was like, hell
I'm gonna
yeah.
be 100%, though. Yeah. My neck is still at a crick leaning down to yours when I say, put heads together. Well, I literally go,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, you don't need to do that.
You know what I'm saying? That's actually written in the script.
Moe's cricks written. Her neck down.
Gotta touch your head.
You
can
yeah.
only come so far.
Linz, thanks for actually watching the episode.
I did good. You
know, it means a lot. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, even though I got super sweaty reading it.
Yeah,
I
did. Was it a lot of pressure? Yeah, for the listeners. Yeah, she's sweating. That nostril is.
Yeah, Lindsay's glistening.
Yeah, I am. I don't know. I just felt like I was like having to like perform that kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
so I was like.
Is it just Devin's like overwhelming judgmental energy that just makes you? Yeah. Okay. Okay
like
okay.
He's literally like.
Yeah.
No. Great.
Dude, it's so hard to read our ads with Devin sometimes, man. It's like he's like, get it right, get it right,
get it right, you guys. It's just talking to the camera.
It's just 20 lines. Come on.
Daniel, you do be struggling.
Hey, you know? Oh, you know, I'm setting up the camera, you know, I'm working with the sound.
You have your mind in a different place.
You know? But I show up.
Yeah, you do.
We all show up.
Clutch.
We all show up.
I wish you guys could feel the collar of my shirt.
Oh, it's
well, I was wearing that Ned's Letterman jacket. I had to take it off. That shit is hot.
It is so hot.
But it's hot every time.
Every time. This jacket is unwearable.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to wear it in Mississippi when I went back for I used to feel
winters,
so
right? Winters like this is oh, this would be great outside. Inside, never. So
no,
hot.
No.
Oh, also, can I show you guys something? So, listeners, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to see this, but but H&M did me dirty.
H&M tags.
For the listeners, I got one of those ink security tags on my shirt.
It's gonna spray all over everything.
But I wanted to wear it, so I just have it facing away from the camera.
Wait, Deb, you know that's because they forgot to take it off, right?
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I said
oh,
they
cool.
did me dirty.
Because I'm like, that's not how it usually is.
Do you think I'm showing off my cool security tag because I think it's a feature on my t-shirt?
Some people keep the sticker on their hats.
I don't look. I look dewy. Okay.
You are dewy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
You're,
thank God that's a
you're
genre.
Dewy as shit.
Yeah, I am.
New semester.
Yeah. New semester. Who welcomed new semesters with open arms in real life?
New semesters weren't a big thing to me. Yeah. New years.
Yes.
New years were big.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I wasn't even sure when the semester cut off.
I didn't either. I was just like, I'm here in this prison and I'm going to be here.
Because you get like 10 days off for winter and then you're back at it, right? There was never a big break.
I just remember Christmas break.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yep.
And then now I'm back. Yeah.
Remember when life was broken up into semesters at least, and then once you're done with school, it's just life.
You gotta make your own
forever.
Structure. Yeah, just life forever.
There's no there's no breaking it up. There's no summer break. There's just life in perpetuity.
Then you just get lunch breaks, and that's it.
You have to come up with your own ways to diversify your time.
Yeah, this pod has been good to get me on some type of schedule. Like college was great for me, but then it was like this big break where it's like, oh, dang, even the work I would do, because I do a lot of freelance kind of stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and entertainment, you never know when you're never just on indefinite, like for the whole time. So this pod, you know, breaking things out into little 3-month kind of periods has been good.
I would hate a 3-month period.
Well, damn. Yeah.
I do so well with structure, and mm-hmm. so much of my life has no structure because of the choices and the way I want it to be. But man, so much of my life has no structure. I definitely do better when it's like, hey, here are these dates and deadlines and things yeah. that need to get done.
Yeah,
like,
keeps me grounded.
I can do that. Yeah.
Too much choice? Freedom of choice? Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
It can be dangerous.
Oh, it's scary.
Talk about just giving me my own rope to hang myself with.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, too much time. Just spiral.
Yeah.
So we're all similar in that way, huh? Are you good at setting your own deadlines? Because I'm not.
Oh, deadlines?
Yeah.
I'll get things done by the deadline. For sure.
Hold on. But the thing needs... Hold on.
What does that mean?
Hold on. But the thing needs to get done by that time, right? Like, I'm talking about when I
personal
set,
goals.
Yeah, like when I know it doesn't need to get done, but I'm like, I should finish it by then. And it's like, but I know it doesn't need to get done, so then it never gets done.
It's called integrity, Devin.
Which he has none of.
I'll see myself out.
No, dude, when I have something on my plate, I like to... I'm a... execution oriented guy. So when it's there for me to do, I'm gonna get it done right then and there. I'm a right then and there type of guy. If something's too far in the future, I can easily lose track of it and be like, oh, I didn't even know that was something that was needed of me.
You almost forgot we were recording the podcast.
I forgot we were recording today.
Yeah. I just got a flash of Daniel's past life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell me about it.
You operated the guillotine.
Oh, nice. Did I pull up late sometimes to chopping the heads off?
Yes, and that caused much anxiety and soiling of the pants. Oh. But you were also, like, fair. You stood up there, you've been found, yet. You know what I'm saying? And you'd get it done. You'd be imposing, but fair. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, but I pulled that thing down and let it rip.
Yep.
What?
You would just go, what?
Nice.
Yeah. And he'd be a little French under there.
A little French?
Because didn't the guillotine start in France?
It's a French word.
Guillotine. See? I used context clues.
Nice. Nice. I like to imagine it was during the
revolution.
You know
what? And you'd operate the little basket their head would fall into.
And yours would be the little head falling into the basket.
Oh, Lindsay's been killed in so many past lives.
Yes.
We gotta get rid of her.
Witch!
Burn her now!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which.
Speaking of which, but
what?
Let's move on.
Was there an end to that?
No. Not one that I can say on this podcast.
Oh.
You got a story about witches?
No, burning.
Burning?
Let's move on.
Okay. We'll move on. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, we were on a fucking call yesterday, and Daniel, watching you process that you forgot we were filming today.
I forgot the call.
Our producer Dylan
Lindsay
and
wasn't
Dem.
Even there on the fucking call.
Yeah, Lindsay wasn't there. Okay.
This was a team meeting set last week in our calendar.
But you guys kept saying, oh, yeah, so tomorrow's going to be great. It's going to run smooth. I'm like, tomorrow? You mean Thursday?
Dude, I love that you didn't bring that up. We had said tomorrow. Like,
several times. I was like, you know, hey, maybe he's just having a little baby mini stroke or something like that.
You never thought you were the one having the mini stroke.
Yeah, then by the end of it, I'm like, no. Before we sign off here, why do you guys keep saying tomorrow? They're like, we're shooting tomorrow. Oh, man. But I made it. Hey.
Yeah, you did.
You made it. That brought me a lot of joy. Watching your whole worldview change. I watched your whole time shift. You were like, oh, I have a lot to do today.
Dude, and we had this whole sophisticated conversation about, oh, we're going to need this, and we got to make sure this check is in place, and da-da-da-da.
Meanwhile, Daniel doesn't even know we're coming in.
When?
Oh, my God.
But when, though?
Man, I ended up having to go and get my hair cut, like, you know, get all the clothes.
It looks good.
Yeah, you look fresh.
It's all right. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you look fresh.
A little fade, Amy. Yeah,
and Lindsay, you,
I like you.
You showed up.
The updo. The do-up. Yeah.
You put your hair on your head.
Yeah,
so
did.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did.
It's too hot. For those of you just listening, Lindsay has what could only be described as a cinnamon roll on top of her head.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a slinky made out of hair.
It's a slinky. Yeah. It's a hair slinky.
Slinky bun.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a vibe, though. It's a vibe.
Okay.
Do you think it was...
Chiquita Banana.
Do you think it was childhood you who decided on those bangs you have for season 2 for Moe's?
You know, as a child, I made none of my own decisions. Anything anybody else wanted was my decision. So I'm sure when you say, was it your decision? No.
None of it was.
No. But I smiled like it was.
Got it. Yeah.
I hated those bangs. I absolutely hated them.
They're not great, and we're going to have a full season of them.
They're literally horrible.
Yeah, we're going to have a full season of those until we get to season three Mo's with pretty hair.
And then you literally like swipe it to the right. It's like, look, I don't work in administration, okay? Like, I just look like this middle-aged like woman with this like swoop bang thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like when English ladies call it fringe. That's what they call bangs, fringe. I got fringe. Right.
Yeah. Your fringe makes me whinge.
You got a bit of fringe on your minge.
It's a muff. You guys, muff?
Talking to the muff.
What do you think of when you think muff?
Vagina.
Muffler. Oh. I think vagina for sure. Muff? The muff?
I think a muff.
Muff?
That doesn't like a communicate
muffin?
Anything.
A muffin?
A muff.
A muffin.
You know, those things that you put your freaking hands into. That you'd keep your hands warm.
Hand muff.
The lady would put it up here, and it would be like made of raccoon skin, and they would stay warm.
It's like a hand warmer, a muff. I mean, that's probably why a vagina
is it? Was it called a muff? Because that's where it's located.
Oh, it's like a little
warm
pocket.
Yourself up.
Put it over pocket. Your muff. Hey, it's muffy in here.
It's muffy.
Muffy.
It's
muffy the vampire slayer.
Hey, Linz. Close your legs.
Muffy.
Wow. Hey.
Well, fucking Muffy.
Daniel.
Hey.
Close your mouth. Muffy.
Let's make it a little Muffy.
Hey, Dev, wash your ass. It's Muffy.
Muffy.
I love that.
Yeah, this studio gets Muffy pretty often.
I mean,
I think the Podco producers just like us to be in some kind of humid atmosphere. I think they like us in our juices or something.
But we're generating this though. The humidity's coming from somewhere. It's us.
Yeah.
It's all the Muffy.
This studio is Muffy.
Mm-hmm.
You got a crazy look in your eye that I'm fucking into, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
You know what I could never wear? The outfits Zendaya wore to the Dune premiere.
Zendaya's
Daya? Like, is it Daya?
Zendaya.
I think it's Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Her like bubble suit she wore to the Dune. You couldn't wear that.
I couldn't even stand it. Like, no.
Now why? Explain to me why she couldn't wear it.
Lindsay couldn't wear it because the atmosphere coming off Lindsay's sweat body.
Oh yeah.
All those see-through bubbles.
Perspiration.
That ass would just condensation. Cloud. Big cloud. And I thought, I broke the seal. Can do it now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if she farted in that thing.
Had to.
And then she took it off. If it was trapped in there.
She could have sold that for so much money. A trapped fart in the bubble.
Her,
not just any fart.
Her
Zendaya fart.
That's what I'm saying. That's a special fart.
That is a specialized fart.
I bid on that fart.
Right?
Damn.
I bet it's a little ripe.
Well, for sure.
Hey.
Ripe.
Hey.
Wow, this is horrifying.
Look at
this. Have you guys ever, like, how should I say this? Have you ever farted in a container and then smelled it?
Oh my
Hell
God.
No.
What about a shower? And you almost kill yourself.
I've been, yes, not that, yes.
You almost knock yourself.
I almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
It mixes
that's my skydiving.
That's my type of skydiving. I won't jump out of a plane, but I will suffocate myself in my own aromas.
Pass out in the same way, come to in the same horrifying way.
Oh my God.
When it mixes with the steam.
It's a wild ride.
It's
direct deposit. Direct deposit
insane.
To your nose.
Oh man.
I remember I got told this, so I was doing like my first and only student film that I did, and this guy played my dad in it, right? So like the second day we're supposed to be having like this you know, really sweet father-daughter moment, right? Mm-hmm. And like right before we shoot, he tells me, he goes, man, I farted in the shower so bad this morning I almost passed myself out. And then he goes, and I thought, you're horrifying.
Dang.
I judged him so hard, and I just want to say, hey, I'm sorry, man. That's hilarious.
Oh man.
The fact that he would tell me.
Hey, I love that sentence structure though. I almost passed myself out. I farted so bad, I almost passed myself out. Almost passed out.
Oh, so good.
That's great.
So good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you should try sometime. Fart into like a little container.
Oh my God, wait, go back to this.
He's being serious.
What was the container?
Your fetish.
How often have you done it?
How much are you selling the jars for?
Do you put it in the microwave? Jesus Christ.
Really pressurized that thing.
Here's what happened. Sometimes with friends, we end up playing like a little game.
What kind of friends are you?
With friends, we end up playing like a little game of chicken. Like basically like, bet you won't. Like you're going to back out of this. And then we all end up doing it. So what happened was I was with Theo. With Theo Olivares, crony from Ned's, right? Featured in this episode. Right. This was recently. This was a couple years ago. I was with him at his childhood home in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Him, me, and Mayada Walsh. And Mayada told us, just volunteered this information from her childhood that her and her best friend cousin, when they were growing up, she's half Brazilian. She was like, me and my cousin, we'd played this game called Pochinho. And we were like, what the fuck is Pochinho? And Pochinho, I guess in Portuguese, means like little container. It means like little jar. And she said they would fart into the pochinho and make each other smell it. And we were like, that's disgusting. Bet you won't. And we found a pochinho in Theo's house. And then we played pochinho.
I love that you just ended the story there. Matter of factly, that's not a matter of fact. And we played pochinho. Oh my gosh, she just made that up on the spot.
Never in my
played
life.
Pochinho.
No, thank you.
It's pretty wild.
I mean, were you surprised?
I was surprised by how much a fart will stay in a jar.
Oh.
It'll get in there.
I bet. Okay, now you got to break it down for me. Was this like Nate Bear buttock into the jar, or
and
it was through
the pan? Was it more sulfur or sour fruit?
There's a difference.
Did it go like this or like this?
Does it swoop down or does it swoop up? Does it make you curl in or does it make you go spread away?
Yeah.
We experienced all sides of the spectrum, to be honest. Three different farts, you know. There was smells going around.
Different jars, same jar.
Same jar.
Oh.
Damn. So whoever took that whiff after the third jar.
Oh my God, you didn't even get a clean palate after the...
Listen, guys, I'm gross, all right?
Wow.
No, it really made me laugh because it's so gross. It was terrifying getting up to the jar. You're like, no, okay.
Hank, wait.
It was like Jackass, man.
So whose fart did you get? Myra's or?
Myra's.
I've always had a terrible time saying
Mayada.
Her name.
Everyone Mayada. Everyone has a hard time.
Mayada. Myra.
Myra.
Myra. Myra. Mayada is more flavorful. Yes.
Definitely.
Myra. Mayada.
I forget who got whose, man, but it was a new experience.
Wait, you're saying
sure.
You can't forget. You didn't pass it around the whole place?
Oh, things got passed around. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's all one memory.
Did Bernadette play?
No. Theo's mom was not involved in Pochinho. And she probably would have.
Hey, can I ask also, were the farts loud that you would put into these things, or were they silent?
Because those have different weight to them.
Yeah. Density is all about the density.
Yeah. We all know the silent ones are hotter
because
and spicier.
They are so packed with protein.
No room for sound. It's all baked into the smell.
Dang, that's wild.
Oh my God, that flaky crust, okay? But
no energy dissipated through the sound. That's great.
The loud ones, you were doing the loud ones.
I'm lucky in my life. My farts are more known for their sound, not their smell, and I feel grateful for that because sound is funny. Smell is only sometimes funny, sometimes disgusting.
Smell is never funny.
Oh, it's funny sometimes.
I mean, it's funny sometimes, but only if it's your own.
Yeah. Dang. I'm trying to imagine, because Mayara's always given me the...
Mayada.
No, I just said it.
Mayada.
No, but it's an R in there.
Mayada.
Yeah, Mayada. Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
Mayada.
But the R is a D.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
It's not Mayada. It's Mayada.
Yep. No, I'll roll the R, Mayada. Let it do a tap.
It's not even
Mayada.
That. It's Mayada. Da. Yep.
Mayara.
You got it.
Mayara. My bad, Mayara. But she's always giving me the Tristan Mays kind of in a coven vibe. So I'm just imagining her like in a low-lit setting with the cap on, the preacher cap or whatever the hell you call it. And then her just going, you ever played a game called
Gino.
It's like, oh, what? Like, what was that setting like? How did it come
dude
up?
No. I'm gonna leave it as that because that legs is crossed. That is the perfect imagery that I want everyone to have for how this game went and how mysterious and cool and both foul Miata is. She does have like Tristan May is like mysterious cool, but she's also obviously one of my closest friends, so I get to know.
Quick question: her disgustingness. Can you too. Do like a sound? Like reenactment of each of theirs?
Like guess my fart?
Yeah.
By the way, that's one of my favorite TikTok trends.
Burr.
Is that's guess my fart? Burr.
Burr.
Burr? You sound like one of those dogs who's confused. Burr.
Yours would go burr. Come out here and go slightly like that.
Hold on, let's hear yours because it's terrible. Let's hear it.
Like an actual fart?
No, your mouth version. What was it? Burr. Burr. It goes like this.
Burr. Yes, thank you.
You gotta you
say
know,
thanks for the correction.
It's air it's passing like, through lips, you know what I mean?
Yeah, trust me, I know about air passing through lips.
I know hey. You.
I queef on command, okay?
Yeah,
do Theo's for me.
Oh, Theo's like a little Mexican trumpet, you know?
Oh, that thing is tight. That thing is tight. He needs to sit on a corn cob. Come on.
That was Theo's.
It spits street corn.
Jesus.
I'm sending these clips to Theo.
Wait. And then Miata.
Miata.
It's called an alveolar tap, guys.
I think Miata's were silent and smelly, you know, just but don't get close.
Oh, you know what I mean? But you did. You silent, literally put your killer. Nose in there.
Yeah.
Now, why so much echo and air on it?
Because she just loves taking back shots.
That's what it sounds like. That's what that was my guess.
Just kidding, girl. You're way too classy
just a
for
loose
that.
Loose ass.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, we love you. We love you, Miata.
It's a little bit of Jack Frost in there. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness,
dude. Sorry, Miata. I'm sorry I had to tell Pacino on the pod.
Why paint
dude?
This image of her in people's heads? Wait,
when is she gonna be on the pod?
Oh yeah, we'll get her on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We anytime. Could all play Pacino.
Oh my god, can we play around? Oh, can that be our yes? The social media thing?
Hey.
It's wild. You don't want to play Pacino.
No, don't worry. I won't.
Listen, man.
I would never want to know either of you like that.
Mm-mm. That's
but
you
kind
of
want to know.
Yeah,
I
do. I'm more want to know you. Daniel and I have this wonderful, like, yeah, we're Barbies. Little, get what I mean? Well, there's no genitalia.
Really yeah,
there's no nothing when it comes to Daniel and I. We're just... Yeah. Pals.
Just almost
you know I mean?
Humans.
Yeah. almost connecting.
In that
every
school
time.
In that schoolroom though, there have been some smells. I know we kind of know each other's smells.
Are you
what the fuck are you saying, Daniel?
You guys both have loose booties and sometimes you let a couple rip.
I remember you letting some
this
rip.
Guy was you would let him go. You let him go. That was like your thing. Because he wouldn't go and take an actual shit.
Yeah, you fuck. You would just shit the air.
So he's just letting some out every now and
shit
again.
Shit the air in the schoolroom. Small schoolroom.
A lot of smells there.
Small.
Yeah.
Small schoolroom. Packed in there.
Packed in there. The air is dense.
Yeah. Sometimes we would do PE in there, so it's just all, yeah.
Sweaty.
Concentrated.
Man, farts have made me laugh my entire life.
My entire life.
And I think that's why I believe in God. I think hey. I think the fact that as serious as our lives can get all of our little buttholes make a funny horn noise and a stinky smell is hilarious. Take yourself seriously, why don't you? Dang. Jennifer Lopez, I know you fart.
But then why has it become so far removed from the human condition to fart? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
waste.
Why do we...
We're trying to hide from the fact that waste exists, I think. That's what I've always associated with.
I think we're trying to hide from the fact that we're gross little balls of gas.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Who made it gross? Society made it gross. It's just a biological function.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So, like, our projections onto it might not even be correct because we're probably just embarrassed while we're laughing.
Wild question. Like when we're talking about just the olfactory system, you know, your ability to smell, our association of some things with being rancid versus not. Even like how roses kind of do smell like boo boo ooh ooh. You know?
Wait, to front quote or back? Andre front, or back.
Front or back?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Underneath.
But yeah, why can we associate it with stank? But then again, I think humans, you know,
categorize
things. Death, so when we smell a dead body or dead animal, we're like, oh, that stinks. Maybe it's more so the death that we're afraid of, or maybe it's more so the waste.
Well, and
I like that.
You don't want to be around or near poop. No, you know what I mean? There's a biological, like, no.
Yeah.
I'm so
don't
grateful.
Shit where you sleep.
I'm so grateful we're in modern day, because can you imagine what life used to smell like?
Man.
Pre-hygiene, pre-sewer systems.
Man.
Oh, it must have been so gross. How did people procreate, man?
The whores.
The whores.
Think of the whores. They've always had it the worst.
Oh, the whores had it the worst. Damn.
Yeah.
No, my parents, like...
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the cheese curds being under there?
Your parents did what? Nasty. Your parents had whores?
Oh, good Lord. Like outhouses and stuff like that. We weren't too removed from that, especially coming from, like, rural Mississippi.
Right?
Louisiana as well. Like, back in the day, my parents, like, they remembered using, like, something they would call a slop jar. Like, they call it a slop jar.
What's a slop jar?
A slop jar... And many of the formerly enslaved kind of, you know, they didn't move into the, you know, those systems, like no plumbing systems
were
in
people's
houses at the time. But a slop jar was like this thing you kept around in case you needed to relieve yourself without having to run out through the cold to go to the outhouse. And they would have a slop jar. Like right there, and probably just sitting on the outside of the house.
Just the name slop jar, just immediately visceral.
And they don't pronounce it. They don't pronounce it the same way. So when you hear old heads talking about it, I had to go and get that slop jaw. Slop jaw. You know, slop jaw. How do you spell that? It's like a jar of slop. I mean, and even if we think about the biggest castles in like Europe in like the 1500s, like those were some shitty places,
right?
To be, you know, their little systems
slopped off.
Wait, I saw illustration. I saw an illustration of a castle outhouse, and
oh, it was in the tower,
and it's in the tower, and the shit was just falling out a hole down the side of the tower, like down to where the peasants live, basically. Like it's just the side of a tower, just a hole. The shit's falling out,
and you can build your houses there.
It's good insulation for the winter.
It'll be $1,500.
Kind of like modern life.
And you have to pay us a tax for your shit insulation. Hey guys, I just want to say.
Hey.
Happy congratulations on us doing this for a year.
And
I think
good
it's so fitting that we spent most of the episode talking about farts and poops.
Right?
Yeah. That's all we know.
That's
all we
who
know.
We are.
That's what we built this podcast on, and it's what we're going to keep building it
on. I'll die on this hill.
Die on this hill. Farts and poops.
Let's go.
Let's give a tip. Fucking tip, man.
I would say, look. You should be pooping at least once a day. If you're not pooping more, like if you're not pooping at least that much, check in with yourself.
Yeah.
Check in with yourself. Eat a couple apples. Throw a bowl of oatmeal into your morning routine. But you need to remove that bowel. Sometimes my friends were like, "Hey, I haven't shit for 4 or 5 days," and I think, "What? You're not even
I would die
over 30." Like anyway, get that poop to scooting.
Poopity scoop. You know, this episode and talk of poop really, you know, it calls me to the old 90s adage, you smelt it, you dealt it. I just
Indeed.
Really want to see if anyone remembers that. Does Gen Z even say that anymore?
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
He who smelt it, dealt
hath
it.
Hath dealt it.
I remember being told that for the first time and being super offended. Because I had done it, and my friend Kay said that, who also had my birthday, and I was just like, "You Eskimo bitch!
Don't call me out, you bitch!"
This Nanook, like big, tall, beautiful, like she was like Pocahontas almost, and she just said it, and I was just like, "I hate you, Kay."
Oh my god!
Damn, because you didn't have a response.
No, I didn't. I just went.
Melted the bucket. Dang, dude. Yeah, rhymes? Rhymes hurt. When someone rhymes with the fact, it hurts.
Anyway,
my tip is my tip is more just an acknowledgement. For those of you out there who are newly dating someone and you're still in that phase where you're not farting in front of each other, so however long you hang out, you are holding that shit in your ass so much. And then as soon as, you know, this new lover leaves your door, you're immediately just like busting ass. I just want to say, stay strong.
Stay strong, man.
Just carry some poo-poo-ri with you and stay some strong. Matches.
Yeah, nothing wrong with busting a little ass.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I am straight up with anybody. I'm as straight up as I am with you guys. If there's anybody over who needs to...
You're farting in front of a new
I'm not
lover?
Farting. I'm talking about, hey, if you got to, you know, take a shit, you're safe in my
but
bathroom.
But I'm talking about farts, too. When you're newly dating someone, you're not just farting.
Not willingly.
You're not letting them hear your little toot sounds yet. Yeah. That's so intimate. That's more intimate than your trauma. First date, you're like, here's all my trauma, but don't hear my butt noises.
Wait, look, can I ask this? You guys ever driven past a paper mill? No, you haven't. Maybe it's just a Mississippi thing. Paper mills smell disgusting. No, it's just a random thought, but we're talking about farts.
Yeah.
And I've been with like a new young lady and driven past a paper mill. Or actually, I farted not been past a paper mill. I'm like, oh, these paper mills. Sure, it was terrible, right?
She's like,
what?
We're in the forest.
We're in the city.
Yes.
Love you guys. Happy 1 year. I hope to do this for many more years to come. See you next week. Follow us on the things and check out Ned's Pod Extras every Friday.
Good stuff.
Smooches.
Peace.
Hey. We love our super friends.
Thank you for watching this week's episode of Ned's. Yes. We want to shout out our top patrons supporting us through our first year of this podcast. These are our super friends, super duper friends.
Super duper duper friends. We have DePaul Vera, Colin G, Barbara Lavadino, Alicia Cox, Johnny Gonzalez, Blips, What's Up Fam 123, George Mejia, Darby LaPlante, Jamie Haynes, Raiden L.
There's more.
Tilly Lanigan.
Ooh, okay.
Brian Vega. Wait. Camden Graves. Legendary. Zax. Yeah. Shelly Lucero. Joseph Campanil. Ooh. Ryan Burnett. Allie 2718. Uh-huh. Stop looking at me. Alexis Bowman. Uh-huh. Francisco Valencia. Woo. Michael Chapman. Ooh. Andrew Courtney. Devin McKenzie. Corbin. Andreas Ramirez. Danny Espudo. Zach Harper.
Yeah.
Reading is a thing for you.
All the super friends.
All right. Special shout out to Jacob Nelson, Blake, Sydney England, Charlie Hand, George by Nature, Jennifer Wynn, Christina Danito, Celestial Dawn, Rebecca Saletti, Eve, and Derek Fisher.
We love you guys.
We
love you guys. Of support.
Thank you for supporting this pod through its first year.
Yes.
If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/nezmod. Listen, love you guys.
We love you
Patreon.com/nezmod. Thank you, Lindsay.
Peace.